Kelleher at JMI Wealth for a look at what's going on. And this is the kind of stuff you almost don't want to talk about, eh? A big investment bank and market volatility. Morning, Andrew.
Yeah, morning, Tim. Yeah, you're dead right. I sort of did debate whether to talk about this or not, but the issue is significant news in financial markets, so we will go there. So a wee history lesson here. If you cast your mind back to the GFC to 2008, one of the initial catalysts to that whole sort of debacle, that whole mess, was the collapse of Lehman Brothers, the big investment bank in the US, and the subsequent liquidity crisis that then developed in the US banking system when banks just didn't want to lend to each other. They were afraid of settlement risk. Now, we've definitely seen tensions in global markets increase recently. They've ratcheted up, and there are some parallels to 2008. You know, debt levels have built up around the world due to those super low interest rates that we saw in the wake of the COVID pandemic. You've seen that recent meltdown in the UK bond market. But there is one thing that we didn't have, Tim, in 2008, and that's social media. And to some degree, social media can be seen to be behind this current speculation that there is that a major global investment bank is in trouble. And unfortunately, Credit Suisse is at the centre of this speculation. Now, recently the share price has fallen. It's down almost 60% over the last 12 months. The bank has got quite a bit of debt. It was tied up with the failure of a big hedge fund. More recently, it was involved in a big private equity buyout of Citrix Group. That needed funding. It can't be denied that the failure of any large organisation would definitely cause stress across the global financial system. But you've got to remember that rules are very different from they were in 2008. Banks are now required to have sufficient capital in place to survive shocks, and that includes Credit Suisse. And they may have to look at a capital raise, but most of this recent, in the last couple of days, this recent speculation and share price stress appears to emanate from a tweet. There you go, Twitter again. Yeah. From a tweet, from an out of Australia as well, from an ABC Australia journalist, and there doesn't appear to be any creditable source behind this because that hasn't been talked about. There was just a tweet saying that a major international investment bank is on the brink, and this was then seized upon. It was retweeted, because this is what people do on Twitter, and it spreads around the world. No idea what the substance is behind the tweet. Subsequently, the Daily Telegraph has reported that the Bank of England, they've looked into Credit Suisse. They're satisfied there's been no major developments. But look, this will just simply the speculation that this is happening basically becomes a self-fulfilling issue, and Credit Suisse is just going to have to weather the storm over the next couple of weeks.
All right. Well, let's get back to the real world and some very real decisions coming this week. First of those tomorrow, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. But just quickly, that we've seen a very positive reaction overnight in the UK around that U-turn on the tax. So the top tax rate now was going to be scrapped. That's now been reversed. So think of all those poor rich people that thought they were going to get a big tax break and that now been taken off them. Anyway, UK.
I'll ring my brother-in-law actually and ask him how he's doing.
Tell him he had those few days basking in the glow of lower tax rates, but then just whipped out from underneath the champagne bottles. Now the UK gilt rates have fallen. UK interest rates a little lower, but US share markets have started the third quarter with a flurry of optimism overnight. The US share markets opened the session sharply higher. We'll see whether that momentum holds for the complete session. Big falls in US Treasury bond rates as well, off the back of UK rates falling. But Tim, a lot going on this week. Local central bank, the Reserve Bank in New Zealand, they've got a monetary policy review. That's tomorrow. We've got a 50 basis point rise expected there. The Reserve Bank of Australia, they step up to the monetary policy plate this afternoon. Another 50 basis point rise expected there as well. Also being released today, the New Zealand Institute of Economic Research, their quarterly survey of business opinion. That's an important barometer of the business sector. And our local central bank, the RBNZ, does pay particular attention to that data release. Later in the week, a very pivotal piece of US data, the monthly non-farm payrolls. That gives us a view into the state of the US labour market. That's critical in terms of the US Fed Reserve getting control of inflation expectations. So no buckle in, no let up in the volatility this week, Tim.
Okay, quick squiz at the numbers, please.
Yep, Dow Jones up 650 points, 29,375, 2.25%, 3656 on the S&P 500, up 2%, and the NASDAQ 10,752, up 1.7%. 0.2%. FTSE 100, 6908 overnight, up 0.2%. Nikkei, 26,215, up 1%. Shanghai Composite fell 17, 3024. On the Australasian markets yesterday, 6456 on the ASX 200. That was down about 0.25%. We lost about 1% on the NZX 50 yesterday. That'll probably reverse today. 10,959 was the number. 0.5709, one Kiwi dollar against the US. 0.8775 against the Aussie. 0.5822 euro. 0.5063 against the pounds. 82.52 yen. $1,691.40 is the gold price, and Brent crude, $88.29.
Thanks so much. Catch you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth.